In studio with me, I've got Nasifo Semwanga, is a postgraduate scholar pursuing a master's degree of science in nursing at the University of Cape Town in South Africa. He graduated with a bachelor's degree of science in nursing from Makerere University, Uganda in 2019. He is passionate about evidence-based patient care. He aspires to contribute to the development of an independent and sustainable healthcare system in Africa, providing quality and equitable patient-centered care. Nasifo has served as a nurse in several institutions in Uganda, providing healthcare that is of decent quality and inclusive to all marginalized populations is what Nasifo aims to do. Nasifo is currently serving as an ambassador for the Patient-Centered Care Movement Africa and a mentor with Ikamva Youth Mentorship Program in South Africa. A promising clinical and academic researcher, he plans to pursue a PhD one day. The areas of HIV and maternal and child health care are among his areas of research interest. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for that really very good introduction and very kind. I'm so glad to be here, and thank you for hosting me. Yeah.
Now, Nasifo, we have just heard a lot of impressive work that you've been doing. Can you please tell us what drew you to nursing in the first place?
Well, I should say that nursing is really something that is really very close to my heart, I should say, because I think I developed this passion for nursing from a long way back when I was still a child even. Just to give you a bit of who I am, one person who actually didn't have a chance to see my parents. So I lost my dad when I was, I think, 1 or 2 years. Really, I didn't get that good time to really interact with my parents, my dad, and also get to know him. So it was quite challenging for me. So by that time, I was left in the hands of a single mother. And at many times, I used to see her really struggle to really make ends meet and, you know, get something for us, try to, you know, find something for us to eat. So it was really very hard. She ended up taking me to my grandparents. And those are the people who actually do raised me up to where I am right now. So I was not really so close to my family from way back. So I got this very strong attachment to my grandparents. And unfortunately, as I was really trying to really recover from that, my grandpa as well also fell sick and got a stroke. So it was really traumatizing and traumatizing during that time. And by then I was still a child. So this is someone you were really getting close to. They're really developing those strong connections with. And all of a sudden, they can't do anything for themselves. They got a stroke. They can't move. They can't feed themselves. Like, it was really so much. But luckily enough, we had a family friend, and she was a nurse. She always came to assist with our grandpa, and I was always there because, I mean, these are the people I had really gotten that close. I should say, because I wasn't very close with my parents. But now it's not that easy because we can't do anything together. He's having a stroke. He can't feed himself. Everything, you just have to help him. So I used to really watch this nurse, how passionate she really cared for our grandpa. And this is someone she actually did not know. Like, you're just coming in to help. So at many at times, I really felt like, I think we really need to be good to people, I should say. And when my turn came to really choose a profession, I really wanted something that would really make me, or would put me in a best position to really do something to impact other people's lives. So I really wanted to be there for these people in their downs and their ups. Mm. I wanted a profession whereby I'll be able to touch someone's life, because I didn't have that opportunity when I was growing up. So that's how I found myself in nursing. And I'm really so grateful that I actually chose nursing, because I've really gotten what I really wanted to. Yeah.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. So obviously you have to have some certain skills, not just with your degrees and things, you know, like people skills. So what do you think, or what type of person would you say is suited for a career in nursing?
Well, first of all, when we talk about nursing, to me, what comes to my mind is love and care. For one to be a nurse, you're expected to really provide that care and love your patients. So in the first place, before you even think about becoming a nurse, I think it needs someone who is really very, very passionate, because you need to have that strong feeling of concern for others, you know. You have that sympathy for others. So that's the only way you can be a very good nurse. So you have to be very passionate. And then a nurse, you're going to be dealing with different people, and you know how illness comes. It is something that comes like gradually with time, and even healing is something that really takes time. So you need to be really very patient. So if you're a nurse, you need to really be very patient with your patients. So you need someone who is very, very patient. Mm-hmm. And still, you're really working with a number of people from diverse backgrounds. I mean, you need to be a very people-centered person and very good at collaborating and working with people.
And since today's theme is hashtag Careers Day, what work does one have to put into following this profession? Are the subjects you have to consider in high school and the standard of marks, are there specific marks or subjects that you need to maintain?
Well, I should say that is dependent on where you want to study your nursing from. For example, whether you want to study it from here in South Africa, whether in the US, whether in the UK, whether in my country, Uganda. But what really cuts across is that you really need to have maths and sciences in your courses that you will choose. That is really very key. And then with nursing, you're going to be dealing with life. So they really make sure that the person they are going to choose is someone who is really very hardworking and very devoted to their learning. So you have to put in a lot of effort to have really convincing marks, very, very good marks that can really make these people be like, this person must be hardworking. And yeah, you have to have good marks.
How was your experience studying towards your career after high school? Was it anything you expected?
Well, you know, I think it's all about being open to the different things out there. So when I was studying towards my nursing, I should say it was really full of very many experiences, both good and bad, and some of them are challenging. For example, I should start from, we as a nurses, we work in teams and we study with a team. So you have doctors, you have radiologists, you have surgeons. So you're basically studying with all these different people. And I feel from each of these people, I had something to learn from these people. So that kind of enriches your experience and your understanding. And then still, as a nurse, I remember when we were still in high school, we used to dissect like cockroaches and frogs and things like that. But then you get into university and you have to start dissecting people. So you need to know how a heart looks like. You need to know how a kidney looks like. You need to know how the brain looks like. So most of these things, these were new things that I did not know. So You study about so many things, illnesses, you know. These are things that are happening in our day-to-day lives, you know. It's very, very interesting because at some point you feel like, is it really me having all this information? Because no one else out there has it. It is you. So I feel like it was really very interesting and fun, and I really enjoyed having my studies in nursing,
I don't think I'd ever be able to dissect anything. How was that experience?
Well, it's very hard at the start, because I remember I had a friend of mine who actually did collapse when he got to the lab. So it was really fascinating, I should say. But with time, there is a way you get used, because these are things you're going to be dealing with in our day-to-day lives, you know. You need to be cautious about how well you handle people. So you need to know how delicate these things are. So you have to go through that experience to really prepare you for practice. And as per now, I feel like I'm ready and I can handle anything because I went through that experience.
And what would you say are some highlights or a highlight of your career?
Well, as a nurse, I feel like it has been a very short period of time in my career, but I'm really overwhelmed by the kind of things that I've actually gotten to. For example, I've had an opportunity to work with several organizations. For example, the most recent is the Infectious Disease Institute. So here I was a care and treatment officer for people with HIV or people living with HIV. And basically what I was tasked with was basically monitoring these people's health, educating these people, conducting outreaches to engage communities and teaching them about HIV and gender-based violence. And to me, this was very satisfying. And I'm really so proud for having had that experience. And currently, currently I'm an ambassador for patient-centered care, and this is also another organization that looks at improving people's well-being and health in the whole of Africa through advocating for quality and inclusive health care. We want everyone to have at least a decent care, you know? Yeah.
I think your story is very inspiring. What advice would you give to our young listeners who are considering nursing?
Well, I should say that nursing is something that you shouldn't go in because you want money or you want to become this big person. But it is something you need to be very passionate about. It should be love to drive you to nursing. That's one thing I can say. Yeah. And then it might seem to be a little hard to get into, but I'm sure you can do it, because if I did it, I'm sure you can even do it better than I did. And maybe still you need to do science and math.
Yeah, I don't think many people like those subjects.
Yeah, it's quite challenging for many, but I mean, it's all about focusing on them and really giving them all your best, and you can do it, and you can become that nurse. Yeah.
Thank you for joining me. I really enjoyed the interview.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you so much for hosting me, and I'm so glad for having been able to share something about me and my experience. Thank you.